Attention business owners and independent contractors.
This is a AENN, tax mediation American services. Exceptionalism
If your business
News
owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process.
In the traditional
process,
motion picture story, villains are usually defeated, the ending is a happy one.
Every tax break,
I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch.
You
the story isn't over.
Your tax debt. And if you,
you and the audience $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS
one more real
can
quick,
seize
Paul
your
Wildcard
bank account,
2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095, and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. I get a lot of emails from everybody, and I really do appreciate your listenership, and we try and get back to all of the people who email us at agenda21radio.news. You can actually email me, paul@a21r.com. Well, one exceptional American has just stepped into the studio, and that is former California Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really happy to have Tim here. We're high atop Mount Huth, right along the proverbial, well, I guess Tim is actually, like a lot of people, in the breach right now, because why? Well, Oroville Dam is looming not very many miles away from us here in on Mount Huth High in Yuba City, California. So, Tim, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here, Paul.
Well, listen, Tim, I really have I've been following your career for a long time, politics and so on. You come from basically the same neighborhood I'm from in the San Bernardino area, live out of San Bernardino County. You represented that area very, very well. I was very pleased to see what you were doing in the Assembly for all those years, especially for that community down there. And I guess what happened was you ran for governor, And it seems to me the Republican Party took you out as in that position and put in somebody by the name of Neil Cash Carey. By the way,
well, they didn't put him in anywhere. He just disappeared after the election. it's ironic to think the Republican Party supported a guy who admitted he voted for Barack Hussein Obama for president, and then after he ran for governor as the Republican, he proudly endorsed Hillary Clinton for president over Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I just don't. I understand what they try to do. And by the way, I just want to let you know that my audience is very familiar with your case and Neil Cash Carey. We have discussed Neil Cash Carey on this radio show for hours, talking about what happened to you and what the Republican Party did with him and putting him in place of you. And of course, these different things going on.
You find it a little bit ironic that the same people who attacked me then went out and attacked Donald Trump as candidate and tried to keep him from becoming the Republican nominee for president? It was the same guys, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, and the whole establishment gang ganged up on him. But as you state, your listeners, a lot of people in California that worked on my campaign for governor were already familiar with what was going on. It didn't just happen here. It happened all over the country. Senator Chris McDaniels was one of the most strident cases of it in Mississippi. He may be running for U.S. Senate, by the way.
Hmm. Well, this is the situation, I think, in your case and what we were always talking about. We brought it up time and time again, and it was a precursor to what was going to happen to Donald Trump. It was the same cast of characters, certainly here in California. I'll never forget when Trump came to California, and he was walking across the freeway there in front of the over there by the airport in Sacramento or San Francisco, and he was going to give that campaign speech to the convention.
Yes, Burlingame.
Burlingame, that's it. I was there in 2014 for that convention, and I saw basically the disintegration of the Republican Party right before my eyes. In fact, it was interesting. I was carrying press credentials and everything, and I was meeting in the back room with the press people. And that was the conversation that was going on, was the disintegration of the Republican Party. They could actually see it. We had the LA Times there, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, Atlanta Journal or whatever. There was another Miami Herald or something. And they were all sitting around. We're all kind of listening, and we're talking and conversing, and they just couldn't believe what they were seeing, that you had this crazy group of Tea Party people that were all excited about, getting the Constitution in and getting people like you in. But Neil Cash Carey was there, and you had already been, I think, hit up with the whole deal with Neil Cash Carey. But it was really an interesting juxtaposition. And then Trump comes along, and I can remember people telling me that Jim Brulte did not care for Donald Trump. And I thought to myself, well, I bet Donald Trump will sense that right away.
Yeah. I think Trump is a very intuitive individual. And I was there, by the way. But I was out among the murky masses protesting, trying to get to an interview with CNN. And I got mobbed by all kinds of crazy leftists who didn't even know why they were there. They were a paid rent-a-mob.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so I'm out of politics now, but
Well, you got a book going on.
Funny you would mention that. I have a book out. It's called Patriot, Not Politician, Win or Go Homeless, which in many cases recounts a lot of the things we were just discussing in terms of behind the scenes with the governor's race. But it starts much earlier in my life. And it's funny, I got a phone call when I first announced the book and sent an email out. A Sacramento Bee reporter called me up, used to be with the LA Times, and he says, I want to talk to you off the record. He says, I don't know if you realize, but your book is really open. And I said, yeah, I realize that I wrote it. He says, well, I don't know if that's something you want to do, being in politics and everything. I said, look, I didn't write this book to be a campaign book. I'm not running for anything. I wrote this book to glorify God, which is our purpose here on this earth.
Right, right.
And I recounted the miracles that he's done in my life by, the whole first third of the book are miracles, including the healing of my wife who's sitting here, Rowena, who literally came to death's door and was miraculously healed. And the election, my first election with zero money, no experience, walking doors. How many people have tried that? and failed. And then in my case, we won and, yeah. and won by a single vote per precinct. So I really felt there was a purpose for my life. And I think everyone has a purpose. And part of the reason I wrote the book, once I got beyond just answering, you know, and being obedient to the Lord to recount what he's done in our lives, was to inspire others to realize, hey, you can make a difference. You've just got to go out there, and sometimes you just show up, and God will equip you, and pave the way. But you've got to have a willing heart, and you've got to step up.
We're talking to a former assembly member of the California Assembly, Tim Donnelly, in about his new book that's out. And when did the book go on sale?
December 18th is when I released it, just before Christmas. And it's doing quite well. I'm traveling all over the state, doing a Make California Great Again book tour, and, you know, talking to people. And
well, I'm really glad to have you on the show. I've been wanting to get you on the show for a long time, because we have talked so much about you and your case and what happened with the whole race for governor and so on, and that whole play out with Neil Cash Carey. And I can remember standing at that convention in 2014, and I was watching the young Republicans. I was in the doorway up on the second floor there, and who comes up and stands right next to me? Neil Cash Carey. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, you know, impressionable minds having to be subjected to this. But anyway, Tim, we're going to run for time right now, and we're going to come back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Tim Donnelly about his new book. Please stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and with us right now on Agenda 21 Radio is a former assembly member, Tim Donnelly. He's also was the candidate for governor against Jerry Brown and Neel Kashkari. He was primaried out by Neel Kashkari. And Neel Kashkari, who was the stooge and stand-in for Jerry Brown, well, of course, lost badly to Jerry Brown in the gubernatorial race. And Tim has just published a new book. It's called Patriot, or Patriot, Not Politician. Well, you know, I'm really interested in what you have to say in the book. And what was the website again?
The website is patriotnotpolitician.com.
Okay.
It's just patriotnotpolitician.com, or you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, I like the autograph book idea. So, yeah, I think I always like to get my books autographed and from the people that I get books from. Okay, so let's get back into this whole transition, because there's really a big thing going on in our nation. And really, you were kind of, I think, at the time, back in 2014, the tip of the spear, because you're going to run against Jerry Brown, who we now have, of course, today. And we've got this huge crisis. You're sitting right in the epicenter of the big crisis, which is the Oroville Dam situation.
Sure.
And the magnitude, I'm sure you appreciate it because you served time in the assembly.
That's an interesting term. I served time. I felt like I was in an asylum. That's for sure.
Well, I saw some of your videos that came out of the assembly TV, which, by the way, I love the way the state controls and monitors those channels so the press can't get any of that.
Yeah,
access.
I was involved in a lawsuit recently. So that if you're running a campaign, you can use footage of yourself or of another member from the floor in a commercial. And why shouldn't you be able to?
Right.
That's their record.
Right.
That's their words. They're doing that on our dime. And it just seems crazy. But you know what's funny? Even though it's an incredible television studio, the assembly floor, when I was assaulted by a Democrat member, Roger Hernandez, on the floor of the California State Assembly, I was literally shoved backwards, almost knocked to the ground because he was so agitated over my words.
Right.
All of a sudden, the cameras were not working that day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no record of it.
Yeah.
So
I want to point this out. This is also extended to the governor, everybody in state business, as far as – and I got a lot of contacts in the Capitol and many staffers and so on. And it's something that's driven all of us nuts because you can't – this is information – and maybe the public just might – this might be a little clue. You never see people speaking on the floor of the Assembly or the Senate in California like you see people speaking on in the House and in the Senate from the nation. You just don't see it unless you pay the $5 or whatever it is to go to the Senate library and get the copy of it.
In fairness, you can watch it live. Most people just don't. And not only that, but there is an archive. And there's a searchable database now. I believe it's called digitaldemocracy.com, where you can type in some words and it'll find the actual footage. So, and that was done by a former staffer who was fired by the new incoming assembly leader, Kristen Olson, who fired one of the most conservative and experienced guys in the entire – he was one of the consultants in the building. But for instance, the other day when I was writing an article for Breitbart, I didn't know that President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon had gone out in a public hearing and said, oh, by the way, half my family's here illegally and they commit identity theft and I'm okay with it. I didn't know that until – because nobody in the print press reported it. I reported that he was bringing a sanctuary state bill. I didn't figure there was going to be much to listen to in the long, boring justification process because who would ever admit something like that? And it was sent to me by a Democrat, former Democrat, who was working on the anti-forced vaccination campaign, who's really frustrated with the Democrats, and sent this to me from some audio from John and Ken from the radio show down south. And when I put it into words, I just transcribed it literally and did a very short article that has had something close to 50,000 Facebook shares now. But it was the first time it had been put in print. And it shows you how important it is to watch and monitor our government. But guess what? The people who are paid full-time at the LA Times, at the Sacramento Bee, who sit in the back of these hearings, not one of them thought it was newsworthy. And that shows you a lot of how the press censors what happens is the same way we do as human beings. They just quietly omit it.
Right.
They ignore it as if it didn't happen. And therefore, if they didn't say it happened, it didn't happen. The minute that we put it into press at Breitbart News, it exploded.
It takes a whole different meaning.
It exploded.
You know, I want to go back and say that I'm really glad to hear what you're talking about, that that's available. Now we have to get the word out that this is available to everybody and start, you know, culling through these folders. We covered De Leon extensively on Agenda 21 Radio. We did the articles and everything about it because we felt it was so important that people hear from him what he was saying. And people were outraged when they heard it. But you're right. I know how the media is like that, and especially your large, you know, especially the SACB. They don't report things that are really, truly important. Plus, everything goes blank. I mean, so the censorship that's been going on has been kind of interesting. I'm going to go to the situation with Governor Brown in Orville Dam.
Well, that's what I want to talk about because, you know, when you say that, it's one thing for them to ignore something as salacious is trying to take the playbook of the Tea Party and the Patriot Movement and the Liberty Movement and duplicate it to try to block Donald Trump and his agenda. So it's going to be very interesting. As the highest guy in the state Senate, the president pro tem, Kevin De Leon, who basically wants to take away all your gun rights, too, by the way.
Well, and then there's a Calderon connection. We can go on and on and on about data.
But when they ignore that, that's one thing.
Right.
But how do you think Jerry Brown got a 70% approval rating when I was trying to run against him for governor before the GOP establishment here in California took me out of that race? He got that 70% approval rating by the media ignoring the truth. And the simple truth was there for everyone to see. The simple truth was our roads are falling apart before our very eyes. Everyone who drives to work knows that. Our infrastructure is crumbling. It was just put on display first with Oroville, with a massive football size, stadium size chasm in the main spillway, and then the secondary emergency spillway that had never been used all of a sudden becoming starting to fail. And then down in Los Angeles, there were sinkholes in Studio City swallowing SUVs, and you had fire trucks falling off freeways in my backyard on the way on the 15 freeway on the way to Las Vegas. Well, what I did is I put up a simple little photograph of that fire truck, and I said, this is the cost of spending all of your infrastructure money on freebies for illegal aliens, public pension and public sector unions, and pet projects like Jerry Brown's high-speed rail.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the response was off the charts on anything I had ever seen on social media on such a small scale. I mean, on my little site, for it to explode the way it did.
Right.
It wasn't on Breitbart. They wouldn't even take my article because my article was way too opinionated. But it was opinionated with facts that I had observed from the inside as the only person in the entire assembly and state senate, so the whole legislature, to vote no on Prop 1 because I knew they wouldn't spend the money the way it was supposed
Jerry
to be
Brown,
spent.
Jerry Brown got himself in charge of the money, and that's a whole other problem. But anyway, we got to stop at this break, and we're going to come back more of Tim Donnelly here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, email me, paul@a21r.com, and remember, numanafoods.com/21prep will get you all your prepper needs. Stay tuned for more Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on, it's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also my email address is paul@a21r.com. And remember, NewManaFoods/21prep will get you all your prepper needs. Welcome back. Anyway, we've got Tim Donnelly here with us, the great Tim Donnelly, I should say, former assembly member from Southern California, served three terms.
I served 2 terms, and then I ran for governor.
And then ran for
and
governor.
Took myself out. I didn't get termed out. I took myself out of politics by actually choosing the road less traveled, let's say.
Well, and of course, all of us on Agenda 21 Radio, the community, wishes Tim well, because we've been following your career, and we've been lambasting those that were attacking you at the time, because you were coming under some brutal attack from the Brown administration, or from Jerry Brown and the administration and everybody on the left. It was sort of like the litmus test that was going to go on for Donald Trump. And we saw the whole thing play out again with Donald Trump, people attacking, of course, the unfriendly treatment, I think, by the Republican Party towards Donald Trump, in my opinion, when he showed up here to speak, was another little telling signal. One of the big things, though, I want to get back to Jerry Brown, because that's who you ran against. You took yourself out. Neel Kashkari was the child who was brought in. By the way, Neel Kashkari, who helped to set up Sharia finance compliance programs for the Obama administration.
Be careful, Paul. They're going to say that you called him a Muslim.
It's
amazing how they do character assassination by headline. And then when you read the story, you find out.
The San Francisco papers did that to you. I saw that.
Nothing in the world was even. Nothing
they
was
just
accurate.
Made it up.
But it was very effective.
Right.
It was very effective. And here's where we have a great deal of hope. And here's where people need to understand their own power. When Donald Trump turned to that reporter, I think she was on MSNBC, and said, "That's a stupid question. Ask me another one."
Right.
Or, "That's a stupid question. Ask me a better one." He revolutionized the relationship of candidates with the media. So in the post-Trump era, you don't have to answer and impale yourself before the media and then take their narrative and reinforce it by becoming defensive.
Right.
You just slap them away like they're a fly. And by doing that, I certainly went to school on the Donald Trump's – what I call the Donald Trump Steve Bannon School of Media, which now, if I had in hindsight, I would have just said, "Hey, that's a stupid question. Go ask him."
Right.
He's the one that held the seminar. I'm not even going to say that I never said he was a Muslim, but that became the headline. Donnelly calls opponent Muslim, which I never did.
Right. Well, that was my responsibility to do that, or at least to talk about the leanings that were going on and the implications of having Sharia compliance finance, which is what he brought to everybody. Then all of a sudden we just, he pops up and he's running against you and you're being primaried by the Republicans. So obviously the fix was in.
Well, and look at how deeply entrenched he was in the political establishment. And by the way, people need to know this. He was backed by Rupert Murdoch himself, who wrote him a $27,000 check and banished me from Fox News. I used to be on Fox News all the time. I haven't been on there since that election, period.
Well, Fox News, I've got sort of a love-hate situation going on there. I like some of the personality on the totality. They become even more apparent, I think, to a lot of people that there's a real shift going on to the left. But that's not what I'm here for. I don't want to talk about that. You've got your new book out. It's called Patriot, Not Politician. You can go to patriotnotpolitician.com and pick up that book. Your inspiration was you wanted to give thanks to God for
all
the things that have happened to you and such a great life you've had so far.
I never would have been elected had it, first of all, God not saved my life many times and then saved the life of my wife. And so, you know, a lot of times we hear about miracles, and when you read the scriptures, you see different times where Jesus healed someone. And in one case, he told the man, don't tell anyone. And in another case, he told the woman, go tell everyone. And so I knew that I was supposed to write this book. It took me a long, long time. I wrote it in different segments, and it divides into thirds. The first third is finding my purpose and the miracles that were done in my life, including all the way up to my election to the assembly. And then the second third is inside the building. And inside the building starts the day that I rolled up in a big American diesel-driven pickup truck full of all my possessions that I was going to, you know, put furniture in my office and decorate my office, including a couple of antique firearms. And I forgot my wallet. So I'm thinking, I don't have my ID, you know, and what do you do, right? And I'd always had that fear of pulling up and ordering food and then getting to the window and not having any money and you know, the embarrassment and shame. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, they're not going to let me into this armed enclave, you know, with security the way it is and everything else. This is, you know, in 2010. Anyway, they asked my name. I said it. And all of a sudden it opened up. And, you know, two things. One, the first thing I said to my friends there is I said, you know, they just let the wrong guy in the building, number one. But number two, it showed me the power that we rest in our representatives, in our elected officials. We grant them a tremendous amount of power. And what's really disheartening and disturbing is to see so many on the Republican side who don't use that power at all. They go there. They have a cushy life. Every night they're eating lobster and steak bought by lobbyists at somebody's fundraiser or another. People don't know this in the general public.
Right, right.
Every day there are many dozens of people trying to, you know, seduce them and make them feel so good about themselves and tell them how special and smart and sexy they are, and all because they want you to sell out something to them. So just a little something, a little line item here in the budget, you know. And then they go home and everybody wants their time. And there's all these important people. When you run for governor, my gosh, you meet all these celebrities and everything else if you're any kind of a threat. But what about taking that power and using it on behalf of the people who need it the most, the ones who can't do anything for you? For instance, Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, who was stuck in a Mexican jail. And I put that story in my book not to glorify myself. I put that in the book to illustrate to people that if you take a stand and it's controversial, but it has a point, there has to be a point. And the point there was, let's force Jerry Brown, because remember, Jerry Brown invited all of the legislators to a luncheon, including myself, big mistake, and the Mexican president, while he had
Peña.
Actually, Nieto.
Nieto, that's right, it was Nieto.
But while he had Sergeant Tamarisi in a jail cell where he had been abused and beaten and was in fear of his life, and this guy is suffering from PTSD. The Mexican government should have immediately turned him over to the U.S. government. And I put this on Obama, not as much on the Mexican government. But Obama should have said, look, we're not sending another penny to you in aid until you give us back our guy. It's called courtesy between allies. Oh, and by the way, we're going to literally shut down the border overnight. You're going to find troops on the border, and we're going to repel all of your citizens. They're going to go home penniless, and your economy is going to be in a shambles if you don't hand him over. Well, I wasn't the president. I was a lame duck assemblyman who had lost the governor's race when I got that invitation. And at first, I threw it away. And then I said, you know what? This is BS.
You got to go.
I wrote an epic response to him. I invited Greta Van Susteren. I gave her an exclusive. She put me on the air, and I invited anyone who would come out. We had 500 citizens show up, and I invited every single solitary politician from both sides of the aisle. And I personally invited every single one of them that was a veteran. And not one of them would stand in the streets with me. And that tells you about your elected officials. And the reason they wouldn't stand in the streets with me is because their consultants whispered in their ear.
Don't do it. Right.
Sure. The Hispanic vote. You're going to offend the Hispanic vote. And then you're going to lose the support of the establishment. And you're going to lose all this funding from all these donors. And well, I don't know. I think if you take an I don't give a damn approach, I'm going to do what's right, I think the people will stand by you. And, you know, in the end, we forced Mexican President Nieto and Governor Jerry Brown to, A, acknowledge the existence and the plight of Andrew Tamarisi. They'd never publicly talked about it. And number two, I got a phone call that morning from a congressman, Duncan Hunter, down in San Diego, who'd been working behind the scenes.
Right.
And
right.
He said, my people have told me that the contact between the Mexican government and Andrew Tamarisi's lawyer has now been reestablished, and he will be out in a matter of months. And 2 months later, almost to the day, he was released.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Tim Donnelly, former assemblyman here in California. He's got a new book out called Patriot, Not Politician. And we've been talking to him for the last several segments. Remember, we're going to be recording it. We were recording it on podcast, so you'll be able to get that on the podcast on agenda21radio.news. And we're going to come back to a break after a break and talk more to Tim Donnelly here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're here with Tim Donnelly, who's a former assembly member here in the state of California. And he also ran for governor and lost to, Neil Kashkari. He was primaried out by the not-so-friendly Republican Party and the so-called Republican Party at the national scene. But he's written a book called Patriot, Not Politician, and we're really happy to have him here in the studio. And Tim, I wanted to find out really what is truly going on with the current situation with state legislators, especially with Kevin DeLeon, Renan, all the other, you know, I've been given terminology like they refer to them as the Mexican mafia in the Assembly and in the Senate in California, and the relationship with Jerry Brown. What is going on? Because we're hearing so many different stories about what California elected officials are doing right now.
Well, clearly, you can see that they're unified on one front. They may be divided when it comes to their own political futures. You saw that with Gavin Newsom pushing to completely erase and gut and amend the Second Amendment
right.
of the Constitution.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, all these little legislative Democrats co-opted his entire agenda and put it into law before anyone could even vote on Newsom's initiative. So there's a little bit of that backbiting and infighting because they're all trying to position themselves
right.
for higher office. But one thing they're united on, absolutely, unequivocally, no holds barred, they are willing to die on the hill. And you think that what I'm going to say is they're willing to die on the hill of standing up for, you know, making California great again, you know, fixing our infrastructure, making sure that we can be this fine-tuned machine of an economy as the sixth largest economy in the world. But no, you'd be mistaken. They are willing and they are united to die on the hill of granting de facto citizenship to illegal aliens, but with a twist, because they want them to have all of the benefits and more and none of the responsibilities. They can't serve on a jury. They can't supposedly vote, even though we've created a massive recipe for massive voter fraud here in California by granting driver's licenses and then automatically registering everyone who has a driver's license to vote. When I say granting driver's licenses to people in the country illegally. But free college tuition. I'm sorry, if President Trump's looking to deport you, we will line up behind you and provide lawyers and funding for you and your family. You don't have health care? Well, we've already screwed over all the working men and women of this country to give health care to people who basically don't work. So why wouldn't we include you in that? They're going to do a California-only Obamacare-style single-payer right. universal care designed to provide health care for free to people in the country illegally. But it isn't free because you're going to pay for it. And when you see this passion and this obsession that they have with people who don't even have the right to vote, and they want to grant them representation, they're doing it at the price of your representation. Because if you live anywhere within, I don't know what the mile radius is of the danger zone from the nation's tallest dam here, Oroville Dam, which, by the way, later today we're going to go by on our way home and see it. I want to see this thing and feel what's really going on, because to not prioritize taking care of business, the real business of government. Jerry Brown has been ignoring the real business of government to appease the environmental lobbyists, to appease the illegal alien lobbyists, because they can keep them perpetually in power. That's the key. It's always about the money and their political future and holding power. It's never about doing the right thing.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, where they feel the passion about forming a new state, not even a new state, but a new country through CalExit, which is kind of interesting. I've called several times and asked to get a position on what Jerry Brown might feel about CalExit.
Why would he ever want to exit the union? This is the California has become the black sheep of the family, where they can do whatever the hell they want and there's no price to pay. California can flip the bird to President Trump, and President Trump still comes through because he's not going to let that dam fall and kill 200,000 people. You know, I was looking up the other day.
Although Jerry Brown's willing to do that.
Jerry Brown is willing to
He's
do
more
that.
Than willing
President
to do
Trump
that.
Was not willing to play politics. He wasn't a small man. He wasn't the petty,
right.
Vindictive type like Jerry Brown would be
right.
when he levied that fire tax to penalize us for killing his sales tax. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And he only did that mostly in the rural areas that are
Correct.
Largely conservative and Republican. But President Trump said, no, I'm going to do the right thing. And if you guys need help, here's the help. Boom. It just happened. There wasn't red tape. There was help. And the dam was saved.
Well,
thank God,
we're not out of the
woods. Moment.
No,
for the moment,
it's saved. At least it's not at the highest levels yet, but it's getting there.
It's getting there because we've got record snowpack. That snowpack's going to melt off. We're going to have additional rains, according to all the predictions I've
right.
read, and it's going to put more and more pressure. And everyone with a brain, and y'all hear more than I know this, but you know it in a very real way, and I know it in a theoretical way. But there were other dams that were supposed to be built to back up so that you could take some of the pressure off the main dam and be able to store water in other places. There were other dams that were supposed to be raised, like Shasta, and we were supposed to do the site's reservoir.
Right.
That was, by the way, that was the selling point
for Prop 1.
Of Prop 1.
Right.
And I was the only no vote, and I want to correct the record here, in the initial vote. And then some little, I could almost picture it like a Disney character, you know, came in hissing like a serpent on Jerry Brown's shoulder and said, "Oh, Jerry, hiss, do you know that Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is the only no vote against your Prop 1, your water bond?" And Jerry Brown's like, "Yeah, so what?" Well, that enables him to write the arguments that will be published in the pamphlet given out to 38 million Californians. You do not want to give him that kind of power and that kind of name ID. So, because I just finished running against him.
Right, right.
And so all of a sudden, this Wesley Chesbro from, you know, some of the northern counties who wanted to vote no, but he didn't want to, you know, throw a fly in the ointment, was told he could vote no and he could get up and give his crazy environmental arguments about why he thought we should tear down all the dams
instead of
build more. But that was his argument, which of course Californians are not going to resonate with. My arguments were simple. The water bond doesn't guarantee that it will do any water infrastructure. Here we are 2 years afterwards. The PPIC, which is sort of a left-leaning think tank, has analyzed it and they've done a chart, and basically every pork project got funded. All the environmental pork, all the namby-pamby
stuff.
You're
talking about a Prop 1 fund.
We built bike lanes in San Diego and redid the sand dunes in Pismo Beach. But we didn't do a damn thing about the dams. We haven't spent a red cent either shoring up a dam or building projects that have been shovel-ready for 2 decades.
Right. And this is in spite of warnings that we've had, and we've published on Agenda 21 Radio, all the warnings, all the inspections. We got the inspection documents, and we put them out, and I'll tell you, our website's just gone ballistic with it. Anyway, we got to run for time here in this segment. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More from Tim Donnelly. I'm going to close out the show here with Assemblymember Tim Donnelly.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your
front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and with us right now on Agenda 21 Radio is a former Assembly member, Tim Donnelly. He's also was the candidate for governor against Jerry Brown and Neel Kashkari. He was primaried out by Neel Kashkari, and Neel Kashkari, who was the stooge and stand-in for Jerry Brown, well, of course, lost badly to Jerry Brown in the gubernatorial race. And Tim has just published a new book. It's called Patriot Not Politician. And you can get his book at patriotnotpolitician.com. Tim, tell us about your book. You got about 30 seconds, how we can get all the contacts. 45 seconds.
Yeah, well, this book will give you the inside story of what really happened and happens in the back rooms of government, at least in California. And the last segment of the book is my experience with my own eyes and my own ears, what I saw, what I recorded at the border as a Minuteman leader in the state of California. And I call that part Diary of a Minuteman. So you have miracles, then you have inside the building exposing the corruption. And I name names, by the way, including Republican and Democrat.
Good.
And then Diary of a Minuteman. But the book is Patriot, Not Politician, Win or Go Homeless. You can get it on Amazon, or you can buy an autographed, endorsed personal copy, personalized copy from me at patriotnotpolitician.com. And you know, I think it's got good reviews. People are excited. It's a story that's aspirational, and it's designed to inspire people to live up to their purpose that God has ordained for their lives.
Yeah. Well, listen, Tim, thank you very much for being with us here high atop Mount Hood. You're in the breach. You're right in the target of the Oroville Dam.
It's a pleasure to be here. It really is.
I'm
glad that we were able to come by.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional, American.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.